You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to only be in the 30s today with more light snow. So I think it's only the kind that you need to get your broom out on the driveway.
You can get your leaf blower out and just blow it away.
Yeah.
It's just a
sunny
dusting.
And 40s tomorrow and Sunday. There's a website that has put out a ranking showing your odds of having a white Christmas, meaning actual, not snow on the ground, but actual snowfall on Christmas Day. And they have ranked all 50 states. Not surprisingly, Hawaii was number 50.
Oh, really?
Unless you go up on Mauna Kea or whatever, where the...
You can ski up there.
Yeah, people have gone and snowboarded and surfed in the same day, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But they've ranked them from 1 to 50, and Colorado rolls in at number 16 on the list in terms of the likelihood that we'll get a white Christmas. And I just looked ahead. Christmas is a week from today.
I know. I better start shopping.
I snooped ahead just using my phone's weather app.
Okay.
And it says Christmas Day in the Mile High City, sunny and 50.
Oh, bummer.
In fact, sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it looks like we have six straight days of just sunshine. So you're going to have to make do with the little piles that you have in the shade around
your
house.
I guess it's good for kids who get like new skateboards and scooters and stuff. They can, they can go outside and have some fun with them at least.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought I would share that news with you.
Thank you so much.
What's going on in your world?
We adopted a dog about 5 months ago. You might have heard me talking about her, little Goldie Fawn. She's like a little beagle mix, and I'm in love with this little dog. She's been the best little companion, and I've been on here talking about how she can really do no wrong, in my mind, because she's just the sweetest little thing. Well, yesterday, we couldn't find her in the house. We were kind of, you know, doing the whole Goldie, woo-hoo-hoo. And I made my way upstairs into our master bedroom, and there she was sitting in the middle of the floor, and she had a bone. She was gnawing on one of her rawhide bones, going to town on it. And I look down, and then I look at the carpet, and there's a giant hole in the carpet. So she had been going vigorously on this bone, and I guess bone juices or something had got onto the carpet, and she naturally probably started licking the carpet.
Went after.
And then started going after the carpet, and we moved into our house a year ago, and we spent $6,000 on all new carpet upstairs. And now right smack dab in the middle of our bedroom is a hole going down to the pad and then some. So the little dog that could do no wrong did a big wrong yesterday. A real big wrong, Dom. So
time to patch, huh?
I spent my evening on YouTube looking at how to patch carpet. And it doesn't look that difficult, and we do have some remnants left, you know, that I kept down in the basement. So I'm going to chop out a square.
You're going to do it yourself?
I'm going to do it myself. It does not look difficult at all.
Really?
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll do a little before and after picture to see if you can tell. I mean, it's not a huge hole, but it's enough that you walk into the room, and you're like, oh, there's a hole in your carpet. So we'll see. Oh, and this carpet was so nice, Dom. And it was just like, the rest of the night, we had felt like we'd been punched in the stomach. Because it's like, oh, it's just so like, oh, you spend so much money on this stuff. And this stupid little dog.
I got to get me a dog.
Oh, man.
Just everything I hear, they're just so worth it.
Oh. So we'll see. I'm currently researching on the best type of glue. Because I'm going to have to glue it down.
Just Elmer's, I think, is fine.
Just a little Elmer's, a little, get just a glue stick out, maybe.
That Gorilla glue, just use that.
And then we had the conversation of, you know, okay, once it's in there, once it's glued down, how many times can you vacuum over that spot before it just whoomp, sucks that square back up when you're vacuuming?
I think if it's done properly, professionally, that's not ever going to happen.
From what I'm researching, there's some really good Gorilla glues out there that you're supposed to use, so I might be hitting Home Depot today, and hopefully it doesn't come back up.
Well, it's supposed to be attached to the other carpet. You don't just glue it to the floor.
Yeah, well, you do like a perimeter glue from what I keep researching. So you cut out the square, and then you just glue around the perimeter.
Are you sure you don't want to bring in professional help on this?
I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
I do want to see a before
and after. It's knife
and
glue. It's knife and glue. I mean, it's...
Send me at least the before so I can see the
whole. I will. I definitely will. So, yeah. So, big old bummer last night, man. And it's, like, not anywhere in a room where you could just, like, throw a... You know, put a throw rug over it or move a piece of furniture to the left a little bit. Oh, no. It's, like, smack dab... Right there as soon as you walk in.
Now, isn't that funny? Because when we moved into this house and Gretch was painting one of the guest rooms, she spilled paint on the carpet. And I mean a lot.
Oh, no.
Like a big
blob.
Probably 2 feet long by about a foot and a half wide.
It's not coming out.
Big thing.
Yeah.
So that area is where we suddenly changed our minds and decided to put the bed.
The bed will look good here.